start this day right.
Tasha's morning dance parties are meeting rave reviews.
Lose your phones and find your groove.
They need an ops manager to help their community dance the morning away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are coming, so gather your friends, family, acquaintances, pets, significant others, insignificant others, and even some total randos to watch Prime Video. We've got new holiday hits on Prime like Red One and seasonal staples like Die Hard and Love Actually. Rent or buy family favorites like Home Alone and Miracle on 34th Street. No matter who you gather, Prime Video has something for everyone. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Prime for details.
Real Country 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Downsville, Pepin. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After President-elect Trump voiced opposition to the bipartisan short-term measure to avert a government shutdown, House Republicans scrambled to draft an alternate fix, but it's not a done deal yet.
Emerging from closed-door meetings, the Republican chairman of the House Appropriations Committee told reporters that Republicans have reached their own agreement on a spending measure that would avoid a shutdown. What's in it isn't clear, but President-elect Trump is now insisting that Republicans raise the debt ceiling before he takes office. Earlier, the top House Democrat said any talk of doing that would be premature at best.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A whirlwind court day for Luigi Mangione, the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO, whisked back to New York after waiving extradition in Pennsylvania. He appeared in federal court on new charges, including stalking murder, and he's facing state charges. He did not enter a plea. And the Dow closed in positive territory following yesterday's huge losses. This is ABC News. U.S. wildlife officials are declaring victory in the five-year war against invasive hornets in Washington state.
They were a pest with a particularly scary-sounding name, but with no confirmed detections of the northern giant hornet, a.k.a. the murder hornet, for 3 years, the Washington state and the U.S. Departments of Agriculture say they believe that murder hornets have been fully eradicated from the U.S. They're crediting the collaborative effort of state, federal, and international government agencies for finding and eliminating the hornets is a major reason for success. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A judge in Texas today refusing a motion to dismiss child endangerment and abandonment charges against the former Uvalde Schools District police chief and an officer. Former chief Pete Arredondo faces 10 counts on behalf of children injured in the 2022 shooting that killed 19 students and two teachers at Robb Elementary. Former school officer Adrian Gonzalez faces 29 counts. Michelle Franz on ABC News.
If you've been putting off holiday shopping, you're not alone. But the holidays are next week, so it's time to kick things into high gear. Macy's Holiday Countdown Sale is here to make last-minute shopping easy with great deals on top gifts like cozy hat, scarf, and glove sets from Coach, Kate Spade & More for $49.99, boxed up and ready to give. Easy. So if you haven't gotten to everyone on your list yet, don't be too hard on yourself, but do shop Macy's ASAP. These deals end tonight. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Are you ever questioning when life will slow down? Are you ever thinking of just relaxing and enjoying the simple things? All of this is possible, even while still being in the workforce. Worthington, Minnesota is a town growing, yet it's nothing like metro life. Professional and labor jobs, a beautiful lake, bike trails, recreation, acres of public hunting, festivals, and great people. Slow down. We're just a short drive away, so come join us. Worthington, it's worth a look.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning ending this evening with minor additional accumulations, staying cloudy overnight and a little breezy, low upper teens. Clearing tomorrow, high in the low 20s. Weekend, warmer, low 20s again Saturday, low 30s Sunday, partly sunny. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 22.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. The Dane County Medical Examiner identifies the victims killed in Monday's shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison as 42-year-old teacher Aaron West of DeForest and 14-year-old Ruby Vergara of Madison. Suspected shooter, 15-year-old Abundant Life student Natalie Rupnow, fatally shot herself. The State Building Commission denies funding for a new UW-Madison engineering building. Republican legislators on the commission this week blocking reallocation of $70 million for projects on universities of Wisconsin campuses. Governor Tony Evers says the commission will vote on the proposals again next month. Arctic Cat, a familiar brand on Wisconsin snowmobile trails, facing an uncertain future as parent company Textron announces it's suspending operations at two plants in Minnesota. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Steel holiday savings are here. Make room under the tree for gifts at the top of their wish list. Right now, power up the holidays with great deals on long-lasting tools. Find the perfect gift at your local Steel dealer or shop the Steel Holiday Gift Guide at steelusa.com.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Anubis Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand, Provision South, 3rd Avenue West, Durand, and NTech, your premier communication and entertainment provider, Durand. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department is urging residents to stay vigilant against a surge in scams targeting individuals and families across Wisconsin. Scammers are becoming increasingly sophisticated, using technology, fake identities, and emotional manipulation to steal money and personal information. The Sheriff's Department is reminding people that government agencies will never call you demanding payment or threaten arrest. Tech companies will not initiate unsolicited contact to fix your computer and have questions ready that only your grandchild or family member would know if you receive a call saying a relative is in trouble and needs money. If you receive suspicious calls, never give out any personal information and just hang up. The weekly City of Mondovi garbage and recycling pickup will be delayed due to the Christmas Day and New Year's Day holidays. Mondovi residents that normally have a Wednesday garbage pickup, it will now be on Thursday. The Thursday recycling pickup will be Friday. If you have any questions, just contact Mondovi City Hall. Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker wants to borrow an idea from the new Trump administration. Speaker Robin Voss suggested a state-based government efficiency effort similar to the Dodge effort that the president-elect Trump is planning. Voss says he wants to call the committee GOAT, Government Oversight, Accountability, and Transparency Committee. Voss says the idea is to reform state government and look for ways to save taxpayers' money. Voss isn't saying specifically what that means, but he's been clear for months that his top priority for the next 2 years is figuring out how to give Wisconsin's $4 billion surplus back to taxpayers. Act 10 will have to wait. A Dane County judge yesterday placed a temporary hold on his declaration that Act 10 is unconstitutional. Judge Jacob Frost is the same judge who struck down most of Act 10 earlier this month. He says he's ordering the pause to give lawmakers and others a chance to challenge his ruling. Frost said Act 10 cannot stand because it separates public employees into two categories and applies Act 10's collective bargaining limitations to just one group. Republicans are appealing the decision, pointing to other courts that have tossed out the very same argument years ago. The pause means that unions like Madison's Teachers Union cannot move ahead with new contract demands just yet. Make sure you're getting that lottery tax credit on your property tax bill. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue reminds you to closely check your bill this year to ensure your lottery credit is being applied. This year's credit should be around $213 per household. You can only claim the credit once each year in your primary residence. If you think you're not receiving the credit, check the state tax portal online at revenue.wi.gov. You're listening to WRDN News.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
Winter weather can be expected for the next few days across the WRDN listening area. The National Weather Service has extended the winter storm warning until 3 a.m. tomorrow. Forecasters say the Chippewa Valley will see as much as 8 inches of snow today. That will make it for a tricky drive for our commutes. The Weather Service says 25-mile-an-hour wind gusts will also make the drive tougher. Forecasters say after the snow, it will remain cold until at least Christmas Day, when the high is expected to be above freezing. Another telecom in western Wisconsin has received a grant and loan from USDA to expand broadband internet access. The Bloomer Telephone Company received a $4.6 million grant and a $4.6 million low-interest loan from the USDA's ReConnect program. The money will be used to deploy a fiber-to-the-premise network to provide high-speed internet to 1,278 people, 32 businesses, and 73 farms in Chippewa and Dunn counties. The plan to bring a battery plant to western Wisconsin is back on the table. Kema Battery Technologies originally pitched Chippewa Falls on a plant to rehab old batteries, but decided to take that idea to Michigan instead. Now the company's back with plans for a plant to make new batteries. They're again talking about building at the old EOG sand plant property. Chippewa Falls Mayor Greg Hoffman says there are new leaders at the company this time and a slightly different plan that's a lot less worrisome for the city. There's hope to start some work at the new plant by spring. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services detected the first presumptive positive case of H5N1 in a human. The human case follows an infected flock of commercial poultry identified in Barron County, where the person was exposed to the infected flock. The case was identified through testing at the Wisconsin State Lab of Hygiene and is pending confirmation at the CDC. Wisconsin health officials will monitor the farm workers who may have been exposed to the virus and have provided them with information to protect their health. The risk to the general public in Wisconsin remains low. Someone jackpotted some ATMs in Marshfield and walked away with as much as $100,000. Police say it happened over the weekend. They say someone installed something on an ATM at the Simplicity Credit Union. That something allowed the thieves to eventually hack the ATM and take out huge sums of money. Marshfield police say the thieves took anywhere between $60,000 and $100,000. There's no word about suspects or vehicle description, but police are asking for the public's help. You're listening to WRDN News.
For excellence in auto body work and paint jobs, there's only one name to see, JKO Auto Body Shop of Durand. Because JKO Auto Body Shop strives for excellence in every job they do. You'll know that when your car is repaired by JKO Auto Body Shop, that is in back-to-factory specifications, from the parts to the paint. And it will last, too. JKO works with all insurance companies. From body work to paint jobs, excellence is what you'll find at JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durant can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. As the area's number one home seller, we have the experience and commitment to help you navigate the complex real estate market. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or a seasoned veteran looking to sell your current property, Prime Realty is your guide toward home ownership. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is looking for the most exceptional hunter. Nominees are accepted on exceptional moral actions and character while out in the field. Examples can include helping other hunters and find lost game, assisting new hunters, or protecting natural resources. Any hunter or non-hunter can be nominated for their actions during the 2024 calendar year. Now, established in 1997, the award recognizes a person whose action is symbolic of Wisconsin's hunting heritage. Nominations will be reviewed by a 5-person committee, and they can be submitted by mail or email by January 31st. Visit the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website for more information. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the propane tank on your grill first before hosting a tailgate.
Let's fire up.
Here, let me try.
Seriously, you didn't check the propane?
Who wants chips?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
Salt and vinegar.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
Suarez says, what offseason? I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
It may be the offseason for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fixed. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
Even though the 2024 NASCAR season has reached its conclusion, NASCAR Live still rolls on. This offseason, we'll honor champions and discuss some of the top stories from an amazing season of racing.
What a move off four, up against the fence. Tyler Reddick rallies back.
Justin Allgaier is the 2024 NASCAR Xfinity Series champion.
All of that and much more every week on NASCAR Live.
Coming off a season with a victory at Atlanta and a 12th place finish in the NASCAR Cup Series playoffs, Daniel Suarez is already preparing for his 9th Cup schedule and 5th with Trackhouse Racing. The Mexico native notes that the off-season is anything but if an organization wants to build on their success.
We have a lot of work to do for next year. We did good this year, but there is a lot of room for improvement. So we have work to do, and we cannot do all this work in January. You know, we have to start this year in right now. Things have a slowdown, but you cannot just, you know, drop your phone and, okay, guys, see you guys in a month and a half. You know, it doesn't work like that. I wish it was, but it doesn't work like that.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
The Spirit of the Cowboys special.
Spirit.
comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the Cowboys is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
A battle in the AFC West as Week 16 of the NFL season kicks off tonight. I'm Bill Scott with sports. It's the LA Chargers playing host to the rival Denver Broncos. Broncos currently the sixth seed in the AFC wildcard picture at 9-5. The Chargers at 8-6 are currently possessing the seventh spot. Packers return to the practice field today, getting ready for their Monday night matchup against the Saints. Green Bay's defense coming around in the offense. They've scored 30 or more points in each of their last four games. Women's basketball superstar Caitlin Clark will have her jersey retired at her alma mater this season. University of Iowa announcing Clark's jersey number 22 will be raised to the rafters on February 2nd. White Sox bringing in former Brewers pitcher Bryce Wilson. He gets a one-year deal worth just over $1 million and will have a chance at the Sox starting rotation. He went 5-4 with a 4.04 ERA with the Brewers last season. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
New boys and girls basketball coaches polls are out, including a change at the top. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this.
You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com.
On Tuesday afternoon, new WisSports.net coaches polls came out for boys and girls basketball. In the Division I boys rankings, DePere remains the top-ranked team. The Redbirds get a stiff challenge on Saturday as they will travel to Wisconsin Lutheran, the defending champion in Division II, who was bumped up to D1 this season, ranked 5th in the newest poll. There's a new number one team in Division II. After Tosa West fell for the first time against Germantown last week, Nicolet ascends to the top spot. Milwaukee Academy of Science is perhaps the best team in the state regardless of division, and the top-ranked squad in Division 3. Mineral Point in D4 and Sheboygan Lutheran in D5 remain atop their respective divisions. There were no changes in the top spots of the Week 3 WisSports.net girls basketball coaches poll, as there was a large amount of stability overall this week. Pewaukee continues to occupy the top spot in Division 1 after moving up from D2 last season. Speaking of the Pirates, they traveled to 5th-ranked Homestead on Saturday afternoon. Wauwatosa East is off to a 9-0 start and remains the top-ranked Division II team. Laconia sits atop Division III, with the Prairie School the number one team in D4. Assumption gets the edge once again as the top-ranked Division V team. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. If there's one thing that you should have out on the ice with you right now, because it is thin ice, it's a way to get out of that hole that might open up when you least expect it. I'll tell you more, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
First, ice safety. It's very important. I recommend that you wear a float suit. That's just a given when you're out on thin ice. I recommend you carry some ice spikes with you, and they can be helpful. I've found that because I'm older with out a lot of upper body strength that it's impossible for me to pull myself out of a hole that has broken through the ice. I just can't do it. I just do not have the strength. So those ice spikes don't work for me, and they might not work for you. So I think one of the most important things to have on the ice with you when you go out on thin ice is somebody else and some rope. And don't travel too close together. Because if you go in and you can't get out because you're not wearing a float suit or you don't have the ice spikes, then you're going to be glad that you have somebody there with a rope. I've had this situation happen to me where I've needed my buddy with the rope to pull me out of the hole that I went through because the ice was thin. Think about that. Always be on the ice with a plan, and that plan is another body and a rope. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-507-9624. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-507-9624. That's 800-507-9624. Tax Relief Advocates, real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning ending this evening with minor additional accumulations, staying cloudy overnight and a little breezy, low upper teens. Clearing tomorrow, high in the low 20s. Weekend, warmer, low 20s again Saturday, low 30s Sunday, partly sunny. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 22.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
Welcome back once again to the channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. Our conversation does continue this afternoon with Mike Zuzulo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. And folks might have seen the headlines. They might have even heard us if they were listening during earlier in the midday with Tyler and I. There's a lot of concerns about HPAI, and we know that there's a lot of quarantining going on, 600-plus herds of dairy cattle in California. There's issues with some poultry flocks in Nebraska. There's issues with dairy and poultry both in Wisconsin. So, Mike, it brought up an interesting point when you and I were talking before the program started when you said, I wonder what this is going to mean for feed demand. So I kind of wanted to start the second half there. As you look at this concern, what do you see?
I'm wondering if the meal market hasn't started to, if not already, completely digested this increasing HPAI issue with a lower soy meal domestic demand, and it's making the negative soy rhetoric and information that we've gotten earlier this week out of China, which helped feed the bear a lot, such as China's reportedly in some ports backing up the offloading imported soybean ships just to bring their domestic price higher and bring it up for their domestic farmers in the interior. But things like that going around, and then the weak meal demand in China, the negative crush margins in China. I think maybe the HPAI has been influencing the reason why we have gone down to the lowest levels since 2016, Susan. I mean, it's pretty amazing when you're talking about the number of livestock that we're going to feed here in terms of 2024 and 2025. And why would we need to be down at the lowest levels in 8 years for meals? So I think HPAI may have something to do with that.
So moving forward, anything else before we switch to livestock? Anything else on the grains that we should be keeping an eye out for these last 2 weeks?
I would just say, sticking with that HPAI, we're going to have to watch the dairy sector real closely because, you know, they're testing more milk, which I think is wise. We're going to have to find out what they do with the animals and, you know, how they handle the animals if it worsens in the dairy herd. And whether what I'm seeing right now between the HPAI cutting protein supplies through eggs and now potentially cutting protein supplies through less dairy cattle, if we start treating dairy herds like we do our bird flocks, it could become, you know, one of these situations that we don't have very often at all, that it is a major game changer in the price action for the cattle and the livestock markets. And you know, we've already been talking about tariffs, but I mean, it just seems like 2025 is going to have potentially an immense amount of kind of black swan, gray rhino events potentially that really influence prices. And so I think it's going to be a very difficult year for the livestock hedger, and it's going to be very difficult if you don't keep floors underneath you when you're profitable. And I think this is a big time to talk about that because of the premium that we're seeing in the cash market versus the futures for both fat cattle and feeder cattle. And what I mean by that, to kind of conclude this comment, what I mean by that, Susan, is that it would make sense to me, generally speaking, that if you have a 195 cash price and a 190 D's futures price in live cattle and a similar structure in feeder cattle, and you've got market-ready animals, staying current here on the cash side would make a lot more sense, and then coming back in potentially and buying back on the mercantile exchange with that discounted price seems a lot more logical to me. And it's something I think you really want to talk to a broker or talk to somebody about, because I think that we've been in this mindset for the past almost 2 years, and it's been a correct mindset, but we've held our marketings back and we've added weights. I'm really nervous about that as we go into 2025.
And today was definitely, I mean, like we talked about the switch that we saw in the soybeans today, we definitely saw the switch in the feeder cattle, new contract low set in this market. And I don't think many thought it would drop like it did today.
No, and I think this is where the Wall Street, the green on the screen in Wall Street has attracted green on the screen in the cattle markets throughout 2024. We just don't know how much. And big heads up here to the cattle rancher out there is we've got what's called a triple witching Friday coming up on Wall Street, and that means that about $6.5 trillion worth of options tied to individual stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, they all go off the board and expire on Friday. And so it's an extremely important day on Wall Street on Friday to see what the S&P and the Dow Jones do, because that could set the tone for the end of the year. We may see profit-taking continue all the way into the end of the year if we don't have a good day on Friday. And I think that could roll back and create some frictions and some headwinds in the cattle market as well, as could the uncertainty of the screwworm issue. When do we take the screwworm premium out? Are we doing it right now? So on and so forth.
Well, lots that we looked at today. And, of course, the Cattle on Feed Report, quarterly hogs and pigs report coming out next week. I'm sure you and I will talk about this more on the midday tomorrow. Mike, what's the best way for folks to get a hold of you?
Best way is globalcomresearch.com, and that's globalcom with two M's, research.com.
All right, that's been another edition of today's Channel Final Bell. Quick reminder to everybody, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. And that's a Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional right here on the Rural Radio Network.
The Dairy Farm families of AMPI are proud to share their award-winning butter and cheese with you. Find the Dinner Bell Creamery brand in your favorite store and bring home the taste of farm-fresh goodness. Farmer-owned and co-op crafted, our commitment runs deep to care for our land, animals, cooperative, and communities. The result is award-winning butter and cheese, where the heart of the Midwest shines through in every flavorful bite. Find us online at dinnerbellcreamery.coop or follow along on Facebook and Instagram. Dinner Bell Creamery, co-op crafted by farmers, made for families.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is moving forward with a long-anticipated proposal to classify monarch butterflies as a threatened species under the Endangered Species Act. The decision comes after a decade of warnings about monarch populations collapsing, and it could have big implications for farmers, ranchers, and landowners. I'll be back with more after this. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. The proposal to classify the monarch butterfly as threatened comes after years of research. Data shows that monarch butterfly numbers have plummeted dramatically since the 1980s, with populations down as much as 80% in the eastern United States and 90% in the west. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Director Martha Williams called the monarch butterfly a, quote, iconic and resilient species that simply needs a chance. The new proposal from the Fish and Wildlife Services focuses on two actions. First, they would classify monarchs as threatened, which allows more flexibility than an endangered designation. And second, the agency would seek to protect nearly 4,400 acres along the California coast as critical winter habitat. The goal is to safeguard the migratory butterfly, whose journey stretches thousands of miles each year from Canada to Mexico. The timeline for the final protections runs through the end of 2025. A 90-day public comment period is now open, with the Fish and Wildlife Service expecting to make a final decision by December of next year. If the rule moves forward, additional protections would likely phase in after that date. The agency emphasized that protections would still allow most farming operations to continue thanks to the 4D rule. Farmers could maintain practices like weed control, lawn maintenance, and incidental kills, like hitting butterflies with vehicles, without penalties. That flexibility, says American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval, quote, recognizes the conservation work farmers are already doing while balancing the need for practical solutions. But not everyone sees it that way. Texas Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller criticized the proposal as federal overreach, calling it a roadblock to growth and economic activity in rural areas. Miller argued the designation would make it difficult to develop land or expand operations, concerns echoed by some farmers and ranchers across the Midwest and Texas. Meanwhile, conservationists stressed the importance of milkweed, the sole food source for monarch caterpillars, and warned that its disappearance is a primary reason for the butterfly's decline. I'll have more when we come back.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Riverland Energy, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durant Smokehouse has custom cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durant Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs too. Visit Durant Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durant.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is
Many national farm groups have been preparing for this decision, and they say they're willing to support monarch butterfly conservation efforts, but they are wary of additional red tape. With a year until the Fish and Wildlife Service's final decision, farmers and ranchers will have time to weigh in during the public comment period, which is open now through March 12th. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together.
I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitz Smith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitz Smith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi, Chent Fitz Smith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Winter storm warning ending this evening with minor additional accumulations, staying cloudy overnight and a little breezy, low upper teens. Clearing tomorrow, high in the low 20s. Weekend, warmer, low 20s again Saturday, low 30s Sunday, partly sunny. Alexandria, Minnesota. For great winter getaways and holiday fun, explore alex.com. Right now it's 22.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. Early every morning when the sun comes up, I'm punching that clock on the wall, breaking my back just to make a buck, wishing I was in your arms. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you. I can work all day and feel right at home, loving that 8 to 5. Never have to leave you here alone when I'm working overtime. If I could make a living out of loving you, I'd be a millionaire in a week or two. I'd be doing what I love and loving what I do. If I could make a living out of loving you.
The door slammed and I couldn't tell, was it just the wind or was she mad again? Oh hell, she's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounded like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. Well, there's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long. For it, I wish you'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day and gone for the night and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it a whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out, she ain't back yet, ain't called home. Turned off the phone, oh man, this might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't, cause I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. For the night and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it a whiskey night or just a cup? Well, there's gone for good, and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. Well, there's gone for the day, and gone for the night, and gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it a whiskey night, or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about? What kind of gone are we talking about? Yeah, what kind of gone are we talking about here?
Go ahead, sing along.
You know the words. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Come home fighting mad, feel like running my fist. everything gonna be alright. Just lay down by my side. Let me love you through this life. Yeah, she's a perfect shot of faith. Every bit of mine is gone. Something I can believe in, a best friend, a heaven sent love to lean on. But when she says, baby, baby, oh, no matter what comes, ain't going nowhere. She runs her fingers through my hair and saves me. Yeah, that look in her eyes got me coming alive and driving me a good kind of crazy. When she says,
country music you grew up with. Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Well, listen, dear, I think it's clear we need to sit and talk. It seems you've got this notion I've been having second thoughts. Well, I must confess, in a way, I guess that silly notion's true. 'Cause every second you're not here with me, I think of you. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Now I propose we drink a toast and turn the lights down low. Our favorite music on and hold each other close. And don't worry, dear, you'll always be here in my heart to stay. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, I love you more and more each day.
I can die painting a picture of my life and my dreams. Suddenly this crazy world made more sense to me. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, and I go back to a two-tone short bed Chevy, driving my first love out to the levee, living life with no sense of time. Go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket, a girl, some raspberry wine. Wishing time would stop right in its tracks. Every time I hear that song, I'll go back, I'll go back. I used to rock all night long to keep on
it, baby. At frat parties, college bars, just trying to impress the ladies. Well, I heard it today and I couldn't help but sing along. 'Cause every time I hear that song, I go back to the smell of an old gym floor and the taste of salt on a Carolina shore after graduation and drinking goodbye to friends. And I go back to watch the summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall wishing time would stop right in its tracks. And every time I hear that song, I go back. Somehow stamped our lives. It takes us to another place and time. So I go back to the pew, preacher and a choir, singing about God and brimstone and fire, and the smell of Sunday chicken after church. And I go back to the loss of a real good friend and the 16 summers I shared with him. Now only the good die young stops me in my tracks. Every time I hear that song, I go back, I go back to the feel of a 50-yard line, a blanket of girls, some raspberry wine. I go back. Watching summer fade to fall, growing up too fast, and I do recall. I go back to the loss of a real good friend in the 16 summers I shared with him. I go back.
Hear that sizzle? Hear country fry. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDF.
The Diablo Motors had a hell of a sale downtown yesterday. Word got around, no money down, take years and years to pay. When I got there, the lot was bare, but the salesman said, hold on. For a little cash, I got a two-tone hatch out behind my barn. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. He said, friend, it ain't the end, let's see what I can do. If you own a home, I've got a loan, tailor-made for you. Then above the racket, a voice in my jacket said, I'll tote the note. The devil made me do it, talked me into it, and that was all she wrote. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, 10-piece band and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. They say debt is a bottomless pit where the devil likes to play. I'd sell my soul to get out of this hole, but there'd be hell to pay. Danced in empty pockets, he'd have a ball in mine. With a 9-foot grand, a 10-piece band, and a 12-girl chorus line. I'd raise some loot in a 3-piece suit, give him one dance for a dime. If the devil danced in empty day pocket, he'd have a ball in mind.
I had a dream about a burning house. You were stuck inside, I couldn't get you out. I laid beside you and pulled you close, and the two of us went up in smoke. Love isn't all that it seems. I did you wrong. Stay here with you until this dream is gone. I've been sleepwalking, been wandering all night, trying to take what's lost and broken, make it right. I've been sleepwalking, too close to the fire, but it's the only place that I hold you tight.